Crystallization Study of the Complete Salvation of God in Romans, Chapter 5, Reigning in Life 2, Outline, Roman numeral 3, Through the Abundance of Grace and the Abundance of the Gift of Righteousness, J, in Living the Body Life, 1, Being Captivated by the Compassions of God, 2, Presenting Our Bodies a Living Sacrifice, small a, holy, small b, well-pleasing to God, our reasonable service. 3. Not being fashioned according to this age. 4. Being transformed by the renewing of the mind. 5. Proving what the will of God is, that which is small a, good, small b, well-pleasing, small c, perfect. 6. Not thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. 7. Thinking so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. 8. Considering that we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function. 9. Realizing that we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Small a, prophesying as prophets according to the proportion of faith. Small b, serving as deacons and deaconesses faithfully in their particular service. Small c, teaching as teachers faithfully in teaching. D, small d, exhorting as one who exhorts faithfully in exhortation. Small e, giving as givers in simplicity. Small f, leading as leaders in diligence. Small g, showing mercy as one who shows mercy in cheerfulness. 10. Living a life of the highest virtues. Small a, loving people without hypocrisy. Small b, abhorring what is evil and clinging to what is good. Small c, loving one another warmly in brotherly love. Small d, taking the lead in showing honor one to another. Small e, not being slothful in zeal. Small f, being burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Small g, rejoicing in hope. Small h, enduring in tribulation. Small I, persevering in prayer. Small j, contributing to the needs of the saints. Small k, pursuing hospitality. Small l, blessing those who persecute us, blessing only and not cursing. Small m, rejoicing with those who rejoice, weeping with those who weep. Small n, being of the same mind toward one another. Small o, not setting our mind on the high things, but going along with the lowly. Small p, not being wise in ourselves. Small q, repaying no one evil for evil. Small r, taking forethought for things honorable in the sight of all men. Small s, if possible, as far as it depends on us, living in peace with all men. Small t, not avenging ourselves, but giving place to the wrath of God. For vengeance is God's, he will repay. Small u, feeding our enemy in hunger and giving him a drink in thirst. For in doing this, we will heap coals of fire upon his head. Small v, not being conquered by evil, but conquering evil with good. 11. Being subject to authorities. Small a, recognizing God's sovereignty over all the authorities. Small b, rendering to all the things due, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is due, and honor to whom honor is due. 12. Owing nothing to anyone except to love one another, loving our neighbor as ourselves. 13. Living a watchful life in the day. Small a, being raised from sleep. Small b, casting off the works of darkness and putting on the weapons of light. small c, walking becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in fornication and licentiousness, not in strife and jealousy. Small d, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, and making no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. In living the body life, all the items mentioned in Romans chapter 12 through 13 are for the living of the body life. Each item requires us to be ruled by the divine life. All these items are small things, yet they can be done by us only when we are ruled by the divine life. To present our bodies a living sacrifice is a matter of reigning in life. Without reigning in life, no one can present his body a living sacrifice. When we reign in life, we are not being fashioned according to this age, but are being transformed by the renewing of the mind, proving what the will of God is. When we are controlled by the divine life, we surely will think so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. Our thinking about ourselves is like a wild horse, but by reigning in life, our thinking is bridled. Often, the deacons or deaconesses may not take their proper position. This means that they are not ruled by the divine life. When they are ruled by the divine life, they will serve faithfully in their particular service. As we are under the ruling of the divine life, we are able to teach, exhort, give in simplicity, lead in diligence, and show mercy and cheerfulness. Likewise, when we are under the ruling of the divine life, we will take the lead in showing honor one to another. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21 is a section on living a life of the highest virtues for the body life. We must realize that in ourselves we could never practice these virtues. We can have such a living for the body life only by reigning in life. If we check our church life, we will find that we are short in nearly every point. Romans chapter 12 verse 15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." When others are rejoicing, we may be jealous, and when others are weeping, we may despise them. To rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep are impossible except when we are under the ruling of the divine life. Our natural life cannot make it, but by living a life under the ruling of the divine life, we are able to live the body life with these virtues. To see the body life built up as a practical reality, we must reign in life, and to reign in life, in practice, is to be under the ruling of the divine life. God's will is to have the body life. Romans chapter 13 presents some additional aspects of the life of one who was living in the body life. As we have seen, we cannot have this kind of living in ourselves. Only by living under the ruling of the divine life can we be this kind of people. We must be subject to all authorities, realizing that they have been established under the sovereign arrangement of God. Furthermore, we must owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, loving our neighbor as ourselves. Finally, we must live a watchful life in the day. One effect of our reigning in life is that we are awakened, made alert, made watchful, and not lulled to sleep by this age. We must be those who make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts, but rather are awake as in the day, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ as our second garment, to live him as our subjective righteousness and to magnify him. God's complete salvation is for us to reign in life by the abundance of grace, God himself as our all-sufficient supply for our organic salvation, and of the gift of righteousness, God's judicial redemption applied to us in a practical way. When we are all reigning in life, living under the ruling of the divine life, the issue is the real and practical body life.